Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to Reveille's Sunday Soul Connection, where we join across the airwaves linking hearts and minds together. As always, we like to begin our time by setting our intention with Naturally 7 and Let It Be.
That our hearts and our minds reflect you. And I pray that our lives hold the better. Take into this moment to you. Lord, I pray that these words be unchanging.
Taking the next 45 minutes or so as we take this time consciously to connect with the source of all that is. We have spent the last 7 days rushing around, doing our work, looking after the family, all the stuff that grabs for our attention. And from time to time, I'm sure we take a moment out to connect with the source of all that is. But on a Sunday morning, as we amplify that connection by joining one another in conscious union with the Divine Almighty, whatever we choose to call Him, her, it, be it God, Allah, Yahweh, Jehovah, Brahma, Krishna, Buddha, nature, all the names we think we know that could define or describe that infinite intelligence, that mystery of life, it is more than anything we could find to name. And I want to talk this morning about opportunity. You see, opportunities are always presenting themselves to us, but it doesn't look like how we think it's going to look like. And because it sometimes doesn't show up or look like how we think it's supposed to go, we miss them. We let them slip by. And once they slip by, they're never to be had again in that particular shape or form. And you see, so many of us sometimes think that we don't know what it is and what is the purpose for being and why we're here and what we're supposed to do, that when our opportunities are arising, we think because we're not sure what it is we're supposed to be doing, we again let them slip by. And then we get challenged because we think, is what I'm hearing, is that me, my little ego telling me? Or is that really spirit or source of our being whispering in the still small voice, telling me that's what it wants me to do? Someone asked me, how would they know what is them and what is God? And I said that if what you're being told is for the good of all, it's always going to be God. If what you're being told is purely for your own benefit, then that's usually ego. Because our egos are always looking after self-interest. And I'm not saying it as a bad thing. I'm simply saying it that you are to be aware of it. Our egos like to play safe and play small because that's familiar and that's known. It's the unfamiliar and the unknown which God is always leading us into that makes the ego feel afraid and uncertain, and that makes it want to stay safe and small by letting you feel afraid to attempt something new. So I know for myself, because I claim it, that God gives me just enough that I won't be too frightened or overwhelmed, and that I will do. And as I look at how he had brought me, and I shared this with a friend yesterday, if God had given me everything that he wanted me, she wanted me to do, I would have said, sorry, not me, find someone else. I am definitely a Jonah with no, that's not for me. You got someone else to do this gig. But God gives me just enough that as I do each bit and accomplish it, I'm ready and open for the next bit. So if 15, 20 years ago someone had said to me, I would have an angel shop, or I would have a ministry, or I'd be doing my doctorate, not even a thought on my horizon, I would have said, sorry, not me. And yet, God presented opportunity after opportunity that has brought me through to each part of the journey until I am here now. And I am absolutely certain that this is not the end of the road for me, because yet again, God will take me when I complete this path into yet another unknown path. Catherine Pulsefire says, opportunities are presented to us each day. But do we see them? To see an opportunity, we must be open to all thoughts. You see, you have to be open to everything and anything. Don't doubt because you think it might not work. So you attempt it. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. But it would have added something to your soul, to your being, of who you are and how you're supposed to show up in this world. It doesn't matter if it doesn't look like how you think it's supposed to. You are dealing with the source of all that is, that sees the bigger picture. You see only from the mountaintop, the valley. God sees from on top high, because God is seeing all. God knows who to bring to you, and when to bring that person or that situation or that condition for whatever it is that you need. Always, as long as I have been on this earth, I am never ceasing to be amazed and marveling how God has either brought someone to my life just at that time I needed their help, or God has used me to be that necessary person for someone else's life just when they needed it. You see, we are living, moving, and having our being in the divine omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence that is Spirit, who knows all things. We doubt, we worry, because we are so connected to our ego, we forget. We have source of all that is right where we are. We are connected to the infinite intelligence that is keeping the galaxies and the cosmos going. And yet we are so focused on ourselves and what's going on in our world, and we are so narrow-visioned, we forget that the one who knows all, sees all, and is all in all is right where we are. So my sacred text this morning, I'm taking from the Torah, from 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 9-14. And let me just give you a little backdrop before we go into it. There was a great prophet called Elijah. And just before he's about to die, he takes on a protege, we could say, a disciple, Elisha. Elisha is in awe of Elijah. And he says, I will go wherever you want. And Elijah's saying, well, maybe you might not be able to, because I'm about to return back to the heavens. So here we start at verse 9. When they crossed over, Elijah said to Elisha, ask, what shall I do for you before I'm taken from you? And Elisha said, please, let a double portion of your spirit be upon me. He said, you have asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me when I am taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if not, it shall not be so. As they were going along and talking, behold, there appeared a chariot of fire, horses of fire, which separated the two of them. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind to heaven. Elisha saw it and cried out, my father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen. And he saw Elijah no more. Then he took hold of his own clothes and tore them in two pieces. He also took up the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and returned and stood by the bank of the Jordan. He took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and struck the waters and said, where is the Lord, the God of Elijah? And when he also struck the waters, they were divided here and there, and Elisha crossed over. What I love about that story is Elisha saw an opportunity to ask for what he wanted. The Bible says, thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you. Elisha decreed what he wanted. He wanted the double spirit of what Elijah had, meaning he wanted to be able to do even more than what Elijah did. He wanted to have that extra something more than Elijah so he could do the work that Elijah and then some. He saw an opportunity to decree for what he wanted, to ask for what he wanted. And then as he spoke the word, he saw Elijah return up to the heavens. And he grabbed his mantle and used it to divide the waters and cross over. You see, opportunity, it comes in ways that we do not imagine or how we think it's going to look like. God is always sending someone, telling you, reminding you what it is you're to be doing. But sometimes we are, as my mother would say, hard ears, meaning that we don't listen, that we're not hearing it. For years, decades in fact, people have asked me, why have I not written the book? Yeah, no, that's not for me. But yet God is still waiting patiently for me to write this book. And what am I doing? In this doctorate degree, I have to write a dissertation, which is a book. You see, God will keep bringing to us the message over and over again. My friend that I was sharing with you earlier about is a wonderful person. I have spoken of her before. Very courageous, very strong, yet she doesn't see it. She overcame a stroke when in her 30s she was struck down, paralyzed. The doctors didn't think she would ever walk or talk again. And she defeated all odds to both walk and talk. She doesn't realize just how incredibly strong she is and how much I'm inspired by her. And she has been given the opportunity, and she's not recognizing, to use and share from what she has learned in her overcoming, in her growing and stretching to help young people. And even though she recognizes, she still doesn't accept because the ego keeps creeping in. Keeping in with thoughts of failure, maybe I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Anything that God gives us to do is always to help others. And when we're helping others, we know we are truly in alignment with God's desires. God's desires for good. For good, for not just for ourselves, but for everyone. Because I can tell you with absolute certainty that the good that we do for others, we are indeed blessing ourselves. My celestial poetry today comes from Percy Shelley, a well-known 19th century poet. And I'm just sharing with you the first stanza from his poem entitled The Flower That Smiles Today. The flower that smiles today, tomorrow dies. All that we wish to stay, tempts and then flies. What is this world's delight? Lightning that mocks the night, brief even as bright. You see, my beloveds, the time we have here on this earth is also fleeting. And the opportunities that we have that we may not get again are also brief. like a flower that smiles today and tomorrow has died. To live this life means to live it where we do not miss an opportunity to be all that we were created to be, where we do not miss an opportunity to serve in any way or shape or capacity that the divine would have us do. It's important for me, I believe, for myself, that I live this life so then when I reach the end of it, which I will, as we all will, that I will feel that I had done my best with what God had given me at the time and in the places where God had given me to do it. I had entitled this morning's Sunday Soul to do what we can with what we've got, any chance we can, which I was inspired by the first of the two short stories I'm about to share with you. The first one was shared from Edward Hayes, that at the beginning of the Second World War, a large number of bombs dropped by the Germans on France did not explode. French bomb experts defusing them were curious about what caused this malfunction. They discovered small handwritten notes tucked inside the bombs. French prisoners of war doing forced labor in German munitions factories had written on tiny pieces of paper, "We're doing the best we can from where we are at, where we are with what we got, every chance we get." That simple message could be the motto for anyone seeking to make the world a better and more just place. We can mistakenly believe that we have to leave the world a better place. Oh, sorry, let me rephrase that. We can mistakenly believe that to leave the world a better place, it is necessary to do something grand or perform some great service. To make a world a better place, simply do the best you can, just where you are, your neighborhood or workplace, with the talents and resources you have. And insignificant as they may seem, do it every chance you get. See what I love about that story? Is that it is a reminder. What we have to do doesn't need to be grand. We're not here to be the Mother Teresa's or the Oprah Winfrey's or anybody else that we look to and think are incredible. We are here to be us. Never let an opportunity slip by to be you and the you that is only you can be. Never let an opportunity to slip by to make a difference if you can. Whether it's to let someone go in front of you in the shopping line or hold the door for someone or simply smile and say good morning. It's an opportunity to be an expression of the divine right where you are. My second little story comes from James Tate. It says, a man with a wooden leg escapes prison. He's caught. Excuse me. They take his wooden leg away from him. Each day, he must cross a large hill and swim a wide river to get to the field where he must work all day on one leg. This goes on for a year. At the Christmas party, they give him back his leg. Now he doesn't want it. His escape is all planned. It requires only one leg. You see, you take the opportunity to use what you have. Don't be worried if it doesn't look like it's enough. Would you put your faith and trust in the source of all that is, God will always give you the way and find you the strength that is necessary, that is needed. I want to share with you before my science of mind reading something from Seneca, who said, no one will bring back the years. No one will restore to you to yourself. Life will follow the path it began to take and will neither reverse nor check its course. It will cause no commotion to remind you of its swiftness, but glide on quietly. It will not lengthen itself for a king's command or people's favor. As it started out on its first day, so it will run on, nowhere pausing or turning aside. What will be the outcome? You have been preoccupied while life hastens on. Meanwhile, death will arrive, and you will have no choice in making your spell. You will have no choice in making yourself available for that. Seneca, back in the 4th century before Christ, recognized this truth. The years are passing by, and if we don't pay attention, we will miss out on the opportunities that is always being given to us. And so now, my science of mind reading. Always we start with two quotes. The first one, the reading is called It's Before You. The first quote comes from Voltaire, who says, God is a comedian, playing to an audience too afraid to laugh. Our second quote comes from Ernest Holmes, the Ebell Lectures. The storehouse of nature may be filled with good, but this good is locked to the ignorant. The key to this door is held in the mind of intelligence, working in accordance with universal law. The author writes, a young suitor was broken-hearted in his unsuccessful attempts of many months to win a date with his desired sweetheart. In an attempt to soothe his pain, he wrote inspired poetry, love letters, and visions of great possibilities of their togetherness, keeping them by his side. The day came when his beloved finally said she would meet him at a certain park bench at a certain time. When the moment arrived, he found himself seated next to his love, reading out loud all of the love letters that expressed his passion, aching desires, and visions of enchantment. As the time passed, the young woman finally interrupted him and said, these letters are all about me and your yearning for me, and yet here I am, and you are still lost in those dumb letters. Do you ever get lost in your story or dream and forget that what you are looking for is already before you? It's as if life is having fun with you, but you are too serious to notice what you are looking for has already been provided. Spirit keeps saying to you, here I am. You keep speaking about me, writing about me, and looking for me, but when will the time come when you will be just quiet and be with me? Enter into the grace that is being given to you now. Grace is a divine gift that brings with it all that is necessary for its fulfillment. Under grace, tomorrow is not the concern. Accept the present with its joyous abundance. Say yes to your good that is before you now. So let us enter into the silence. Let us enter that quiet time so that we may hear what Spirit is saying. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow. We can go for days or weeks without food or water, but we can only go for moments without the breath. It is the chi, it is the prana, it is the life force that energizes, renews, and restores us. Always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. So as we breathe in the breath of God, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in. As you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out slower. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in deeper. is my breath as I breathe out slow. Deeper. Slower. My breath as I breathe in healing. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in healing. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Healing. Forgiveness. Healing. As you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in opportunity. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out achievement. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in opportunity. Thank you. moment to set the intention for ourselves for our week ahead. In your mind's eye, see and feel all that you want to achieve or attain. Always, whatever vision we are holding, we add the feeling component to it. For each one, it's different. See yourself prosperous, whether that be in your relationships, professional or personal, whether that's an expression of peace, tranquility, or whatever form of expression it means to you. See that in your mind's eye. What does that feel like? How will you be? Whatever else you wish to be intentional about for your week ahead. Into our circle of prayer. As always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that is in need of prayer. For there is nowhere where God is not. God, whose center is everywhere and circumference is nowhere. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, as we consciously come into prayer at this time, our Master Teacher said, where two or three are gathered, there shall I be. So we are aware that the Christ Spirit, the Christ Energy, the Christ Life is right where we are, quickening, renewing, restoring, replenishing us. So in this moment, we hold in our hearts all those that are in need of a healing at this time, whether they be on this call, in their hospitals, in homes, at home, in hospices. We know that yours is the healing, deathless, self-existent life that resides in every cell, tissue, part and particle of our body. So we speak this word for their healing right here, right now. We speak this word for the doctors and nurses that are involved in their care. We speak this word knowing that there is nothing too hard for you to do. There are no complications in the mind, in the spirit, in the life of God. There is nothing that is not able to be healed by your spirit. And so we give you glory and praise. We give you thanks. We give you honor for the healing, for the renewing, for the restoration of all of us, for all of those who are in need of healing right here, right now. We hold in our hearts at this time those that are grieving the loss of loved ones, who have transitioned home back to you. For to be absent in the body is to be with you in the spirit. We ask that you comfort the hearts of those left behind grieving. May they know that love is eternal and never dies. We hold in our hearts at this time our beautiful world, this wonderful, lovingly beautiful, supporting globe, that is filled with strife and wars and disasters, man-made and natural, where mankind has failed to see that we are all one kind, humankind, where we are fighting and pitting against one another in greed and for the sake of power. Touch our hearts, touch our spirits, that we may see beyond race, beyond color, beyond religion, beyond sexual orientation, to see that we are all in expressions of the one life, your life, that is the same but with a myriad of variations of being. Touch those who are governing and leading our world, that they may govern with wisdom, that they will stop seeing borders and see that this is one world filled with one kind, humankind. Divine, beloved, infinite creator, source of all that is, you said, before you call, I will answer, and while you yet speak, I have heard. So you know the individual wants and needs and desires for all those here gathered and for all your children. May we never miss an opportunity to do the right thing. May we never miss an opportunity to see you at work in our lives. May we never miss an opportunity to be the best expressions of your spirit that we can be. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever grateful. And so it is. Amen. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer. Stretch your hands towards the sky and say out loud, I open myself to life all around me. Cross your hands, I mean your wrists, palms down over your heart and say, I am one with love and all that love is. Bring your hands together in prayer in front of your lips and say, I speak only words of health and wholeness. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, facing outwards, and say, I give thanks for all good things flowing to me. Bend your elbows and make small circles with your wrists and say, I release and let go, and so it is. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phone lines for our morning affirmations and Buddhist meditations.
All participant lines have been unmuted. Press #6 to mute your line.
Okay, this morning's affirmation from our Science of Mind reading says, I now embrace my good that is before me.
I now embrace my good that is before me.
Our Buddhist meditations. I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed. I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness. If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free.
May my friends be happy.
May they be peaceful. May they be free. Those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free.
May all beings be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
And now our prayer of protection, the light of God surrounds me.
The light of God surrounds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The power of God protects me.
The power of God protects me.
The presence of God watches over me.
The presence of God watches over me.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
As we come towards the close of today's Sunday song, the final quote I'd love to share with you is from Steve Jobs, who says, "Your time is limited. Don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the result of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary." So my beloved, may you take the opportunity this day and all the days ahead not to miss a single opportunity to live life. My benediction comes from Rabindranath Tagore. "Let us not pray to be sheltered from dangers, but to be fearless in facing them. Let us not beg for the stilling of our pain, but for the heart to conquer it. Let us not crave in anxious fear to be saved, but hope for the patience to win our freedom." So my closing song for you today is entitled Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield. I've chosen it because I believe that every day we have an opportunity to write our own book of life. So enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Trust you enjoyed that as much as I did. Your book is still unwritten. I look forward to joining you on Thursday for our 10-minute weekly midweek top-up, our prayer session, and back again on Sunday. Have a beautiful and blessed week.